Earlier this week, the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville announced it will host comedian Carlos Mencia March 11th. The show is part of the venue's new Sunday night stand-up comedy series, which continues this weekend with Kristen Key. The comedian may be familiar to many from her participation in the reality television talent show Last Comic Standing, where she finished in sixth place during the fourth season. When I spoke on the phone with Kristen yesterday, I asked her if she was more focused on winning or simply performing during her time on Last Comic Standing.
My goal was just to let people know who I was. And as I got to know the other comics, a lot of them were doing the same thing. It was just those of us who didn't have a lot of TV credits were like, I just want to get a couple jokes on TV. And then it turned out really lucky on my behalf that I just kept winning talent. Well, I kept going on the show. So worked out well for me.
And how has your life changed at all any since doing the show?
Absolutely. I lived in Amarillo, Texas until I did the show. And so it got me out of Texas. I got to go to California. Been living there ever since. So that's kind of a highlight for me.
And you actually got your start fairly young at 19 in Texas, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you decide that that was something that you wanted to do? At 19, why did you decide, okay, I want to give comedy a shot?
At 19, I was in college to be a paramedic. And I don't think I was going to be a very good paramedic because I have problems with, like, dedication and punctuality. Plus, I think it's fun when people get hurt. But, no, I did an open mic night, and it was really, really fun. So I quit college that week, quit my job, and just started doing it, thinking, oh, I'm going to be famous. And then that was hilarious. So 6 years to make, like, $75 a week. And but it turned out really well.
Yeah, you're still plugging right along. So you're famous now.
I'm a celebrity.
Ah, a celebrity.
Known in small circles.
I like it. Well, in those small circles, how do people, what do they know about your style? What kind of style of comedy do you do?
No two shows are the same. Rapid fire, quick paced delivery, and I play the guitar at the end, so there will be music at the end.
Do you have a musical background? Is your family musical at all?
Well, it's funny because I grew up in, my dad's a minister, and I grew up in a church where we weren't actually allowed to have instrumental music. So the fact that I play guitar is terribly sinful. So take that, Dad.
Well, there you go. Now, something that's always been kind of interesting to me is it seems like there are not very many female comics. And is that, as someone who is a female and is a comic, is it more that there aren't a lot of women that are into this, or is it just it's more difficult for women, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I've always been a woman, so I don't know what it's like to be a male.
Fair.
There are fewer women comics than male comics. I don't know why that is. It is a slightly more difficult lifestyle. You have to travel a lot and take a lot of ribbing. But, I can't tell you why there's fewer women.
Have you faced any difficulties as a woman in the comic world?
Well, other than my period. No, I don't know. It's, like I said, I've never been a man. I've heard from other people that they feel like women get treated unfairly. It's much harder for women to kind of climb the rung of the ladder. But in my experience, I feel like being a woman, you stand out because there are fewer women. So if you're a funny woman, you're going to go further because you've got something that men don't have, a vagina. Which I never talk about on stage, and I don't bring up the fact that I'm a woman a lot because I think it's pretty obvious.
Now, I'm sure over the years your comedy has changed. How does one craft their style of comedy? I mean, how do you improve? Because it's kind of a subjective thing, what's funny. I mean, some people are going to find you funny, some people just aren't.
Right. Well, you try to write jokes that are relatable to everyone, or at least the majority. And when I was younger, I only wrote jokes about things I knew about, so it was a much dirtier set, and it was because I was rebelling or whatever. But me and the comic I'm working with this week were just talking about that. Do you remember when you were younger? And I was like, oh my God, my set was filthy. And then you get older and realize, oh, there's so much more I can write about. I could make that funny. Oh, I don't have to say that. But that is so crude. So it kind of gets to where you write smarter the older you get. But I think everybody starts out kind of writing a little dirty. Everybody has, like, pot and poop jokes.
That's...
But they evolve to be wonderful, clever pot and poop jokes.
There you go. Mature with age.
Like wine and cheese.
Like wine and cheese. Now, Where would you say that you get your inspiration for your jokes, or how is your writing process? I know a lot of people's are different. Do you just sort of sit down and decide that you're going to write jokes today, or is it just kind of come to you, or
a little bit of both? When they come to you, it's wonderful, and then when they don't, you try to sit down and write, and it's painful because the best jokes come to you when you're in a group of people and you say it right then, and you get laughter, and then you can tag it, and it becomes a full bit before you take it on stage. When you sit down with a pen and paper and write, you're in a room by yourself, and there's nothing funny about that. So you really have to let your imagination find something to grab onto and make it funny.
What other projects do you have coming up right now? I know next month you're going to appear on VH1's 100 Greatest Women in Music.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you got going on?
Yeah, I'm starting to record a new CD this year. This will be my third. And I plan to release that at the end of the year. And there's other, trying to get a podcast up and running. Got the website going. Right now on the website, I'm doing a cartoon contest.
Oh, really?
Draw cartoons of me and win a prize. Get a new CD out and just spend a little bit more time in LA over the summer and get a few more TV credits.
And what is the prize for this contest?
Oh, you get a T-shirt and two CDs and a signed headshot.
Who doesn't love a T-shirt?
That's what I was saying.
So when you come to the UARC Bowl on Sunday, what can people expect from your show?
Hilarity. There will be midgets. There will be pyrotechnics. There will be jugglers. No, it'll be funny. I'll talk about me. I talk about my family. I talk about my past. I talk about the world that I live in right now. And I play some funny songs. And we all go home happy.
As long as everyone goes home happy.
That's my goal.
Kristen Key will perform at 7:30 Sunday night at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. Doors open at 7, and tickets are $7 for general admission and $5 for students. More information is available at uarkbowl.com.